A Boston woman in her 20s has the first confirmed case in Massachusetts of the new highly contagious variant of COVID-19. It's the variant first discovered in the United Kingdom. The State Department of Public Health here reports the woman became ill after traveling to the UK earlier this month. For more on what this means for us, we're joined now by Dr. Jacob Lemieux, an infectious disease doctor at Mass General Hospital. Dr. Lemieux, good morning, and thanks a lot for speaking to Morning Edition.
Thanks for having me. Good morning.
So, given how fast this variant has spread in the UK, how concerned are you that this variant is now here?
It's clear that the variant has arrived in the United States in multiple places. It's been detected in multiple states now, including Massachusetts. Most of the known cases are from California and Florida, although we're very likely just seeing the tip of the iceberg because we don't have robust surveillance systems for genomic variants throughout the U.S. yet. Even though this is a travel-associated case, it's clear that if community transmission is not established in Massachusetts, it will soon be, and we need to be preparing for it.
Which leads to this question, I think, Doctor. Is this strain containable, or should we expect that this variant will soon become the dominant form of coronavirus here?
It's absolutely containable, but we need to work harder to achieve a given level of containment. So people really need to redouble their efforts at masking and social distancing and avoiding large gatherings. It's likely that this will become the dominant variant circulating in the U.S., or another highly contagious variant will. However, we can delay that, and we may even be able to avoid it altogether. But it depends on our actions.
We know from data out of the U.K. that while the strain is more contagious, there is no evidence yet that it makes people sicker or that it's more deadly than the original strain of the coronavirus. So then, should this case change the way the state is handling its pandemic response?
Well, I would disagree with the statement that it's less deadly, because more transmission means more cases. And more cases mean more deaths. So what should the state be doing in response to the impending spread of this variant? I think two things. One, expedite the vaccine rollout. The second thing the state needs to be doing is to build a robust surveillance system for detecting and monitoring the spread of these variants.
Let me ask you about a third possible response. In the UK, where schools had been open, they are now closing because the virus variant is running wild there. Given that, is opening schools here a good idea now, or should we hold off until we know how bad this might get with this variant?
There are many reasons for schools to remain open, and I would advocate for closing other things first. Limiting things like restaurants or bars additionally before schools. But I think that it's going to be necessary to change our behaviors in ways that control this variant, and we're likely going to need more intense modifications than were required in the spring to bring transmission under control in the state.
Okay, doctor, we'll see how bad this gets. Dr. Jacob Lemieux, infectious disease expert from Mass General, thank you very much for speaking with WBUR's Morning Edition.
Thanks for having me, Bob.